Welcome to Studio Tulsa. I'm Rich Fisher. The decision by the Tulsa Public Facilities Authority to sell over 12 acres of Helmreich Park at 71st and Riverside to a private developer is creating controversy and organized opposition. The site has been touted as a possible future retail site for the outdoor recreational business REI on land that, under the Arkansas River Corridor Master Plan, calls for some development. But opponents say the type and scale of development, the way the sale is being conducted, is counter to the plan and to the manner and spirit of how that parkland was originally acquired in 1991. A group of over 60 citizens, ranging from former Tulsa City Mayor and County Commissioner Terry Young, who joins me today, to former city councilors, city commissioners, environmental officials, park officials, and environmental advocates, have signed a letter asking the city council to formally review, investigate, and offer a resolution advising the TPFA to cancel the sale. Joining me today on Studio Tulsa is Terry Young, a former Tulsa City Mayor, also a former Tulsa County Commissioner, who is one of the leaders of the group who are expressing their opposition to the sale of the parkland. Terry Young, welcome to Studio Tulsa. Thanks very much for joining us.
Well, thanks, Rich. I'm a fan.
Oh, well, thank you. You're a part of this group that is opposed to the sale of about 12-plus acres of Helmreich Park for high-density retail development, which is being sold by the Tulsa Public Facilities Authority. Now, we want to discuss what that is. But first of all, this is a pretty wide group of prominent people. How did this group come together? What was the reason for coming together?
You know, I'm glad you started with the fact that it is a group, and I'm among those, and I'm proud to be among those. It coalesced pretty much on its own. The thought of there being a letter sent to the city council and then making that known broadly through the email networks of some Tulsa activists, individuals, just simply indicated their interest in becoming a part of an effort to allow the city council, by some means, to become front and center on the issue.
Now, this land is being sold by the Tulsa Public Facilities Authority, which holds title to the land, as I understand it.
That's right.
What is this group, for those who don't know what it is? Do they hold all parkland? Do they hold specifically parkland such as this, or what exactly?
It's a public trust. Mm-hmm. Public trusts were created in part to allow cities and counties and even the state to do some things that governmental units are not authorized to do under the law. A governmental unit is only able to obligate its funds for one fiscal year. It can't go beyond that. Public trusts under the law have the authority to enter into multi-year deals, whether that's selling bonds for a period of 20 years, borrowing money from a bank for a period of 10 years, entering into contracts for lengthy periods of time, and a heavy emphasis on doing financing. The Tulsa Public Facilities Authority was originally the Tulsa Convention Center Authority in 1991, intending to be the vehicle for expanding our then convention center, which is now called the Cox Business Center. In a later year, it was amended to be called the Tulsa Public Facilities Authority to give it a broader range of opportunities to buy and sell property, to do financing. Today, it is the entity that has done all of the financing for the BOK Center. It has done the financing for the expansion of the old convention center to become the Cox Business Center today. It owns One Technology Center, which was purchased to replace Old City Hall and is now City Hall. It's the owner of that. And it has some other similar types of financing responsibilities, either by contract on behalf of the city of Tulsa or on behalf of itself as owner of certain properties.
Now, does it routinely dispose of properties as well? Say, for example, the old City Hall, which is now an Aloft hotel. Were they the entity that disposed of the old City Hall?
I can't answer that directly. No. But the old City Hall, which was held in the name of the city, not the TPFA, that was most likely done directly by the city of Tulsa, which would have involved the city council.
But a big part of the contention of your group is the nature of the sale of this property, although I believe probably most of the members are opposed to this particular development or maybe any development along Helmert Park. There's probably a range of opinions. And that's been the gist of your argument now, that the Tulsa Public Facilities Authority doesn't have the charter to sell this property. Is that correct?
The strict interpretation of the statutes that create public trusts or allow public trusts to be created would give it the authority to dispose of that land. But there are several mitigating factors, I believe, and the members of this group believe. First, this particular tract of land was purchased, really, by the city of Tulsa in 1991.
It used a third penny sales tax.
There were the third penny sales tax from 1985, which was approved by the voters during my term of office. Therefore, I am very familiar with the 1985 sales tax ordinance. The 1985 sales tax was still in effect in March of 1991 when Walt Helmrich first brought to the attention of Mayor Randall the availability of this land, which incidentally was being pursued by a California developer for commercial and office development. And Mr. Helmrich said, wait a minute, this needs to be saved, and contacted Mayor Randall. The sales tax was still in effect at that time and was generating more money than the estimates had been in 1985. So the money that exceeded the commitments that were in the 85 sales tax ordinance, they were able to dedicate $2.25 million to be added to the sales tax ordinance restricted to park facilities improvements. Now, the category that was the money was placed in and the project that was created by the amendment to the ordinance is one of the things that we are very concerned about, because that restricted the money for one use and one use only. Once that money was transferred into the category of park facilities improvements by ordinance, that money was transferred to the Tulsa Public Facilities Authority. At the same time, the $2.25 million that Mr. Helmrich's efforts resulted in through donations, that money was deposited in the city park acquisition fund. And so it was from a city account also that was transferred to the Public Facilities Authority, a total of $4.5 million dedicated for the acquisition of a park. And the Park Friends organization, a nonprofit group dedicated to helping to improve the River Parks Authority and other parks, put up some collateral, borrowed $1 million, and in order to get the deal done while donations were still coming in, and on or around June the 4th of 1991, TPFA, the Public Facilities Authority, took title to the land that was to be bought with dedicated money from the city of Tulsa.
And that was a city council decision, was it not?
It was. It was.
And I know your group has gone back and looked at the debate over whether to transfer this to the TPFA, and it was pretty interesting, wasn't it?
Then City Councilor Dewey Bartlett raised a question about the title of this newly acquired land being held by TPFA. His question started out something like, I assume the title to this land is going to be held by the city of Tulsa. And he was given an answer, no, it's going to be held by TPFA. And it was for a reason that was related to a potential future general obligation bond issue voted by the people that would include money for that park, that would allow the city to buy it back from TPFA, and an arrangement that never occurred. But that was the explanation that was given to Councilor Bartlett, and he received assurances. He asked the question pointedly, I assume that the TPFA could not at some future time sell this for commercial or private development. And he also, I think, said a private developer couldn't come up and buy it from TPFA. And he was given assurances that that wouldn't happen, which the other eight councilors also heard at that time and had to be a part of their consciousness when they voted to go ahead with the transaction.
So today we have a private developer that is wanting to purchase, and really I guess there's been an agreement to purchase this 12-acre plus site at Helmerich Park to a private developer.
It is an interesting proposition. First, there was a request for proposals issued to look for the possibility of a compatible retail development in Helmerich Park, which incidentally would be consistent with the adopted Arkansas River Corridor Master Plan, which looks at Helmerich Park and gives a treatment that would include a small restaurant, something like the Blue Rose, which is up around 21st and Riverside, small operation, inconspicuous, compatibly placed within the recreational facility of the park. And one would assume by the RFP that that is what was attempting to be attracted. There were no responses to the RFP around October the 2nd of 2013, and so it went silent for a while, and then all of a sudden there was a proposition for a development concept that was put before the TPFA that was discussed in executive session, so we don't know exactly why or how this proposition came to be, but it was a direct sale to a development company from Texas that involved 12.3 acres right at the corner, the narrowest place in Helmerich Park, at a busy intersection for a fairly large size retail commercial operation, plus a 6,000 square foot restaurant, plus another building that would be for commercial purposes but not specifically designated. A large piece of asphalt that is going to be poured, probably 5 acres worth of just asphalt, that would allow 585 cars to be parked, which is 200 more than the minimum requirement of the zoning code of the square footage of the commercial development, which means just that much more asphalt that is not needed. And where the idea came from, why there was not competitive bidding, which is typically what happens when you're selling public property, we don't really know.
And the purchase price is pretty low compared to this land cost $4.5 million in 1991, and we're selling it for what?
The 70 acres, it's plus or minus 70 acres, was bought for that $4.5 million that okay. we talked about earlier.
So you're talking about a fraction of the land.
And it's about 17% of the original land is what the 12.3, I think it is, acres is. And the $4.5 million in today's money would be over $24 million. In fact, that value is what is reflected on the county assessor's records.
So that 12 acres should be at least
$2 to $4 million. Over $4 million.
Okay. And the TPFA is selling it for how much?
The sales price is said to be about $1.4 million, but in the contract, the buyer can spend $600,000 of its own money to build infrastructure, water and sewer, and that sort of thing onto the site. Then they're able to deduct that $600,000 from the $1.4 million purchase price, which means that TPFA is going to get about $800,000. Now, out of that $800,000, according to representations by the city, the volleyball courts would need to be relocated, and you would expect that $800,000 would be used in part to relocate the volleyball courts, and we don't know if $800,000 would even cover that.
Right.
So how much money are they really going to end up getting for a $4 million plus parcel?
Now the main tenant from this, and this is, we should mention, this is a developer. This is not the company doing this. It's a developer on behalf of a company, I assume has an agreement with the company to come here, is REI. Which, if you've been to some REI stores around the West, they're superstores, if you will, These are really gorgeous buildings. They blend into the natural environment. The one in Denver, you have the South Platte River running right next to it. You have people who are rafting the river. You have trails, walking and running trails going right by the building. And I'm pretty sure it's considered by most citizens of Denver as actually an asset to the community. Is there any sense that they're building this development in a way that it will be an asset to the parkland, to the river, to developing the river?
First of all, the TPFA, and thus the citizens of the city of Tulsa, are dealing with a developer, not REI. The contract gives the developer 540 days, that's 18 months roughly, to obtain a high-end retail tenant oriented towards sports and recreational sales. It doesn't say REI, and REI has made no commitment to this developer, and the developer has no signature from REI. Nothing that I'm aware of that's been presented shows that there are any real serious discussions going on between REI and the developer. REI is certainly welcomed in Tulsa, and I would be one right now actively approaching REI to come to Tulsa, perhaps more directly rather than through a developer. And a location of that sort perhaps would be welcome. The site plan that has been approved by the Tulsa Metropolitan Area Planning Commission is not one as you describe. It is one that has just a big square store for the sporting goods and recreational sales component. It has a separate freestanding building for a restaurant, and it has a separate freestanding building that would house one or more other commercial operations. And as I said earlier, a very large 5-acre or more asphalt parking lot. And it is located at the narrowest point in the tract of land.
Right at the corner of 71st and Riverside.
Right. And, you know, placing commercial developments at intersections is, you know, pretty traditional, but, you know, it doesn't always have to happen that way. And if you look at the tract of Helmerich Park, if you were going to talk about something that was really compatible and fit in with the natural environment and what we're attempting to do along the riverbank, the wider section farther away from the intersection where it's more congested would make more sense. And I'm not particularly advocating for that. But again, the original plan called for some sort of a recreational-related commercial development in the area, and depending upon the size, depending upon the design, you know, we'd have to give that some thought, but not this site plan and not a direct sale. You would want to do it on a ground lease basis if you were going to do it.
My guest today is Terry Young, a former Tulsa City Mayor and Tulsa County Commissioner. He's part of a group of citizens opposed to the sale of 12-plus acres of Helmerich Park for a high-density retail development, which was sold by the Tulsa Public Facilities Authority, which holds title to that particular part of a parkland along river parks. And he's our guest today on Studio Tulsa. And this group of citizens has sent a letter to the city council asking for their review of this sale. Now, what exactly are you asking the city to do? Because it sounds like the authority has sold or is in the process of selling this land. What are you asking the council to do exactly?
Well, I want to make it clear that we those in the group all understand that TPFA, by its trust indenture and by Oklahoma state statutes, has the authority to buy and sell land. We're not disputing that. The TPFA, as it operates, does not deal with operating a park. In fact, it's never operated this park. The city of Tulsa, on June 28, 1991, officially named it Helmerich Park and has been maintaining it as a park ever since. That's 24 years, and TPFA hasn't done anything. As a matter of fact, when TPFA does its annual financial statements and lists all of its assets, such as City Hall, it doesn't even list Helmerich Park as one of its assets. And as I mentioned a minute ago, it's on the books at the assessor's office at over $24 million. You'd think that was an asset they'd want to name, but they don't even recognize it.
Okay.
The city of Tulsa has done everything. It put up the money. It put up the sign, City of Tulsa Helmreich Park. It has done the maintenance, operation, and improvements of that park for 24 years. And, you know, without getting into the technicalities and complicity of the complicated the laws can be, and particularly certain court cases, the fact of the matter is the city of Tulsa, at the complete acquiescence of TPFA, has been the owner and operator of this tract of land. And settled law, that is, Supreme Court cases, make it very clear that after that period of time and that type of action, that type of essential ownership really causes title to rest with the city of Tulsa, not TPFA, and we believe that's the way that a court would rule. Now, that being the case, if the city does, in fact, by virtue of these practices and this action, have ownership, the city cannot dispose of land like the TPFA could. The city can only dispose of land when it's abandoned for public use or it is declared by the city council to no longer be necessary to the city. And then it must do that in public hearing by action of the council, by vote, declaring it no longer of need to the city. And then to dispose of the land, it has to be sold to the highest bidder in a competitive bidding environment. That's what we contend hasn't been done, must be done, and anything less than that would be basically illegal.
Yeah. So you're asking the city council to review the decision to sell this?
And that is all we are asking them to do. But that would lead, we believe, to more action. The city council has, under the city charter, the exclusive authority to conduct investigations. Not asking for an official investigation at this point, but because they have investigative authority, they have the right to certainly ask certain questions. And some of those questions need to be asked of attorneys. And those attorneys, I'm sure, are going to point in the direction of these Supreme Court cases that would allow the council to come to the determination that they do, in fact, have control over this property and that they could and should declare the contract to be void and then take the actions necessary to properly designate Helmreich Park in their moratorium against development along the Arkansas River Bank and basically solve the issue.
Yeah. Now, your group sent a letter to the council, I believe it was on Thursday. Have you had any reaction from the council so far?
We have, directly from a couple of city councilors, and I won't name them, but we do know that there is interest and, as one councilor expressed it, concerns about the proposition, and I expect that there are going to be some discussions taking place rather soon.
Now, your group's objectives, I know they probably vary depending on the members, but I'm sort of interested, is the group against any development of the property the way this particular group is talking about developing the property in a big box retailer sort of situation? Or is it mainly objections in the way this has been done, in the way this land has been sold?
All of the above. Yeah. All of the above. The objection that we've been talking about just now is over the methodology. If it's going to be done, because the money was put in the sales tax account by two mandatory public hearings, and we believe that that the park is a so-called substitute asset for the money, it should be subject to the same public hearings if the use of the land is going to be changed.
I think what was most telling is when the city council did cede this land to the Public Facilities Authority, they were asking questions. Well, this doesn't mean they can go turn around and sell this. They were asking questions, well, will we have... I think several of the counselors were saying, well, certainly we'll have the right to review any sort of disposition of this property down the road.
It was very clear that was the intent behind some of the questioning particularly the questions placed by Counselor Bartlett. Others in the group are concerned about a trend in the city of selling off land that is open space. I mean, there was an attempt not too long ago to put a huge commercial development up against Turkey Mountain.
Right.
Recently, Mayor Bartlett said he thought there should be a restaurant right on top of Turkey Mountain, and because there are too few people that use the Turkey Mountain Urban Wilderness Park, and not to care about the many hundreds and thousands of birds and critters and other things that use the park. And there are those who remember the Arkansas River Corridor Master Plan, that the last piece of which was in 2009, that has an ecological study component that identifies Helmerich Park for the creation and restoration of wetlands.
You know, in fact, the master plan shows a large lake as a part of that whole acreage.
That would be stocked for fishing. Yeah. And even have the capability of some boating, so which would be associated with that small restaurant operation that I described a little bit earlier, and as the plan suggests, perhaps a health and fitness or exercise center that would have an outdoor component to it. Adhering to the existing plan, which was popularly vetted, citizen meetings, public meetings that led to the adoption of that plan. The proponents of that plan believe that at the very most, the type of development within the 70 acres would be to that extent and no more.
Yeah. Well, very quickly, based on what you've heard from certain city councilors, do you expect the council to take this up?
I expect that there will be discussions between and among councilors, and our hope is that as we continue to make the case, and particularly as they take a look at the settled law, those Supreme Court rulings, they will recognize that they have to do something, because this sale as it exists right now is just outside of the framework of what the settled law indicates can occur.
Well, Terry Young, we appreciate your time today. Thank you very much for joining us.
Glad to be here, Rich.
Former Tulsa City Mayor and County Commissioner Terry Young speaking with us here on Studio Tulsa. He is a representative of a group of over 60 citizens opposed to the sale of about 12-plus acres of Helmerich Park towards a high-density retail development along the river. Well, that's Studio Tulsa for today. Our program is produced and edited by Scott Gregory. The views of our guests and commentators are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of KWGS or its licensee, the University of Tulsa. I'm Rich Fisher. Thanks for listening.